ready for a new and exciting topic? The Real Estate and Mortgage Show is back with your host, Walter Montero. He's a real estate and mortgage agent in Ontario, implements internet marketing strategies, and offers an online course to invest in private mortgages. Let's listen to this fascinating episode. You will surely learn much from this talk.
Chris Prefontaine.
Yep, perfect.
Okay, I pronounced it correctly. Are you French-Canadian?
My relatives. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And you have a company that you call Smart Real Estate Coach.
Yep. The company's Wicked Smart, DBA Smart Real Estate Coach. That's our coaching arm. We do properties ourselves, my son-in-law, my son and myself locally. And then We teach that all around the country. When I say teach it, it's not, we have a course and we let it go. We actually do deals with students because it's a big gap in the industry, I think.
I see. Okay, good. And you've got a podcast and you have a real estate or a YouTube channel as well.
Yeah. Yeah. The podcast is Smart Real Estate Coach Podcast, and the YouTube channel, you just type in Smart Real Estate Coach.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. So tell us what you do. Give us a rundown of your program and how you tackle the real estate world.
Yeah. So as I said, we have the buying here locally for ourselves. And then we just take what we do in the field every day in the trenches. And we teach to the students, but I said earlier, a gap, I use that word gap. There's just a lot of crap, I think, that's marketed very well. And people buy courses because of it. And they spend tens of thousands of dollars, but they don't go do deals ever. So we have a program that's very interactive. It's in the trenches with them. I mean, it's right down to calling their sellers with them if they're new. And so it's a very interactive, hands-on approach so that they learn as they go. There's so many curveballs when people leave a seminar or a course that they don't get told. And so they go, oh, this stinks. And they go to the next shiny object and they get the same thing and so on and so forth.
Gotcha. Okay. So in terms of, just to get the right real estate angle that you're approaching is you're dealing with investors, correct?
As far as who we coach?
Yep.
Yeah, we coach people that want to be investors. A lot of them are new. They're coming from corporate right now. They make great money, but they just tie to the JOB and they come in. We teach them how to real estate. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And what's your approach? What's so different about your approach? How do you guys do it?
After the crash, I restructure everything because I got annihilated in 2008. And so we do everything without banks. We don't sign on loans. We don't raise money. We do everything lease purchase, owner financing, and then subject to existing financing. So they're not using their own money. And then we created 3 paydays per deal. We trademarked it federally so they can get paid 3 times. So they got kind of like now money, they got continuation money, continuity, and then they got long-term money. After 30 years, my first 18, we're doing deals with 1 paydays, so we changed that.
Okay. All right. Now, when you say you approach it from lease options, that's got to be a challenge in a market that we're in. Like we're in today. I mean, we're in a very robust real estate market. I believe it's probably the case where you are as well.
Everywhere. Yeah.
How do you deal with that? You've got people waving around cash like crazy. How do you get somebody to agree to a lease option?
Well, while you have people waving around cash like crazy, which is 100% true, you have another whole slew of people that unbeknownst to the media, if they don't want to tell you, that the forbearances came due. They got sick during COVID, whatever, and they can't sell or they're behind. You also have an enormous segment, US about 30% of the properties that are free and clear. They're debt free. I'm standing in my building today, Walter, right now in my office that was free and clear and I bought it on terms. I live on an island. Like you could sell properties like nothing. Why did he sell to us? And why do 30% of the United States properties that are free and clear? Why are they good targets, so to speak, or good people to talk to? Because they usually don't care about getting money now. They want it over time. As long as they get their price, we can do that because we structure usually principal only payments. So I answered you 2 ways because you get the people that need distress. They need financial relief today. And then you get people opposite end. They're debt free. They want something created that can go over time for tax reasons and estate reasons. So properties are plentiful right now. And as the market changes, even better.
Gotcha. Okay. So first of all, give our audience a little bit of a understanding of what a lease option actually is, because I know when we talk to people, especially investors or even just a layman, they probably are not familiar with this type of approach. So
I agree.
What is it exactly?
Yeah. So I'll be very basic. And this is also, to your question, a very good one for a new person. So because it takes no money down, our agreements are pre-written for a lease purchase with $10 deposit. And so here's how it looks. You have a house. Let's say you could be upside down. You could be behind, or you could have some equity. Let's give you some equity for the scenario. Your house is worth 300 grand. It didn't sell for whatever reason on the open market. You owe 250. And it probably because you're asking too much or there's some functional issues, whatever. Location doesn't matter. I say to you, hey, Walter, listen, if you don't need your money now and you want all your money out and you could take it over time, then I'm going to protect you 50 grand in equity. I'm going to pay that on or before, let's use 36 months for a term. I'm going to pay that on or before 36 months. I'm also going to pay off your mortgage at that time. Now, remember that mortgage of 250 is not 250 anymore in 3 years. It's whatever, 210, 220. So that owner knows they can walk away, wait, deed stays in their name. So it's not risky for them, but they can wait. I take over full responsibility for the property and they're waiting until sometime on or before 36 months to get the loan out of their name and to get their full 50 grand that they couldn't get in the conventional market. Now that was, again, somebody with equity, but there's a whole bunch of people that don't have that. And they're screwed up right now because of COVID, you know?
Yeah. Okay, good. So how do you find these people? I mean, if they're on the, you know, in our market, if they're on the MLS, they're, you know, that's the Wild West. Like, I mean, they're going to get people coming at them guns a-blazing. Do you find them on the open market or do you find them on off-market situations?
Either off market or expired. So let me explain. So we'll talk to expired listings. I don't care how hot, like I have students in California, you know, red hot. I have people in DC, red hot, but there's still expired listings, right? I was a realtor for 18 years at the beginning of my career. I get that no matter how good some people are, they can't sell. So there's expireds. There's for rent by owners right now. The for rent by owner category is awesome. You got some really pissed off and tired landlords right now.
Yep.
And they just are done, a lot of them, if they're older in age too. And then you have the for sale by owners, but to your point, those are popping. So those typically need time. If they're, you know, you call them at first and if they're okay and they're open to using you as a plan B, it's just a waiting game. And a lot of those are selling. So we just shift every market. We shift what pond we're swimming in right now. It's not the FSBO pond because they're popping. But the other two ponds are good. And then the free and clear properties are great. I'll tell you what the other categories that's great right now, absentee owners. So they're out of state. COVID has caused a lot of them to go, you know what? I'm done. I don't need that property over in East wherever, you know? And so that's another good category. But there's more, but those five categories, we usually get plenty of leads right in one of our students' backyards. You don't have to go far.
Okay. Now you say that you don't use any bank financing.
No, never.
Okay. So it's always owner financing?
Yeah, owner financing or that lease purchase method or subject to existing financing. Now, usually those are stressful ones. So we went from free and clear to now let's talk about stressful. This week, our team, forget students, I could go on and on and on, but our team this week had two properties that sadly, but they're both female, older women, and they use the COVID relief in some shape, form, or fashion, forbearance, and now they're in arrears and they can't pay it. So they're either going to get foreclosed upon, in which case, as you know, 5, 6, 7 years, they're all screwed up if they haven't either credit again. We go in and say, hey, if there's equity, if we can make it work, we go in and say, hey, we'll catch up the arrears, even though it breaks the rule of no money down. If we have deals, money from other deals, we can do this. And then your credit in 6, 7, 8, 10 months probably will correct itself because we're paying your mortgage on time. So that, and they need it today, like they need water. So we do that. We give them debt relief. So we're buying the property, but the loan will stay in their name until someday we cash it out. Those are longer term deals and they'll just stay in the sidelines. I'll never hear from them. Well, as long as we pay their mortgage, they're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Now what's the reassurance to the seller that you're going to actually make that payment? Like, I mean, somebody could come along and say that and say, yeah, I'm going to take care of your mortgage, but they can turn around and default as well. So what protects the seller from that?
There's two answers to that. Like, let's say you were a seller. I encourage the sellers to do their due diligence on us. I've been at this 30 years. My students get to, this is key. My students get to say, hey, we're part of a national organization. We certify them when they go through our program. And then we have senior associates that's us. So they get to lean on our reputation, but our own family team certainly does that. And then the safety, if they want a safety, there's two things we can do. We can execute a deed back to them with a default agreement that stays in escrow. That's easy. They like that. Their attorneys like that. So if we screw up, they just take the house back, no foreclosure, no hassle, or we just do a contract for deed or a land contract. It's called different things in different markets. I learned all kinds of, like in Jersey last week, New Jersey, I found out they don't even call it that. Like they thought I was talking about some product I never heard about. It's just a land contract. They just call it something different. Contract for sale, a deed for sale. So that protects them because that sits in escrow, as you know, until such time we pay it off. So there's all kinds of ways to do it. I default to the attorney at that point because I want the seller to feel comfortable. Have your attorney tell me what's going to make you feel comfortable. We're trying to help you out here.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And now what about, so once you acquire one of these properties, you're turning around and selling it to somebody on a rent-to-own or a lease-to-own program, correct?
Yeah, we're doing rent-to-own, and I'm glad this came up because if you and I right now go on YouTube, let's say, and we Google this, you will get publicly mentors and educators, whether they're doing deals or not now, I don't know, but they will say publicly that they will put a buyer in that home. They won't check their credentials. They won't see if they can ever cash it out. And they'll take their deposit and they don't care if they default because they'll go do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. That might be their attorney might protect them to do that. And they might have that all nice and documented. But the fact is morally and ethically, I couldn't sleep at night. I mean, my son, Nick, is our buyer specialist.
Yeah.
He brings them through a grueling process. If we're accepting them in the home, they are a buyer and they already proved and we have a mortgage ready plan that they're going to do it. And we're going to bring them to the finish line. Now we still have disclosure. 2-5% default rate. Why? Well, because life does happen still. I don't care. If you have a longer term, life happens. They get a divorce, a death. We've had all this, by the way, COVID. So there are things that happen. But that's an inverse relationship to most people that do rent to own. We want them to cash out. That's the end game.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, so how long is that rent to own contract normally structured? Is it a 1 year, a 3 year, 5 years? Like how long do you guys set that up?
We wait for the mortgage ready application to come back. It's pretty extensive, like 20 to 50 pages, depending on the client. When that comes back, let's say it says, hey, Walter's going to be mortgage ready in 24 months, 18 months, whatever that is. We add a little bit of time to that and we make sure it fits within our terms we have with our seller. So we can make sure everybody's happy. Now, some of these buyers, Walter, we say, hey, if we have a long-term agreement, like a sub-2 house, and we're not in a hurry on our end, we'll give the tenant buyer a carrot. We'll say, okay, you're accepted. So now in their brain, they think, I got to go get a loan eventually. That's not going to be easy. We say, look, if you stay current for a year, and if over time you take your time, if over time you get your deposit up to 20%, so I know you have skin in the game, enough of it, we'll own and finance you. Oh, and now they got us and they don't have to go to a bank and pay all those crazy fees.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Now, how do you structure the lift or the end purchase price that the buyer will eventually acquire the property
for? Either, it depends how we buy it, right? But we try to stay market value today or slight premium for what we provide them because they can't go conventionally. So we always say to them, if they say, well, I'd like to buy it for 250, you have it at 265, you can buy it at 250, you have the cash now, no problem. But if you're gonna be on terms with us, there's a little bit of risk there for us. So it's 265. And I just made those numbers up, but we'll be market to slight premium. Of course, in this market, they were tickled pink because they all got a huge appreciation. Yep. But look, if it goes down, people go, what if it goes down? It did in 13 when I did some of these. So what happens? Well, there's no contingency with our buyer for an appraisal. They have a decision at that point, just like a homeowner would, right? Remember, these are homeowners. They just don't have a mortgage yet. So if you buy a house, the market goes down. What do you do? You wait, or you sell and go, okay, I'll move on. So that's what they decide. They say, okay, I'll extend it with you, Chris, or I'll come up with more cash or I'll walk away. And all three are okay.
Yeah. So let me ask you, what's the day in the life of a full-time real estate investor? What do they typically, what does their day look like?
Yeah. So the ones we're coaching, I try to have just a real simple, this is not brain science, schedule that says, in the morning, especially if you're new, in the morning, you're filling your funnel. You're talking to the people we tell you to talk to, or your virtual assistant who we provide are calling, and then you're calling better leads. But either way, you're on the phone. In the afternoon, you're on appointments, presumably, from the phone calls or from yesterday's phone calls. And if you're brand new and you have full-time availability, because usually at first they're not, they're part-time. But as soon as you do, if you don't have appointments, you're back on the phone until such day, and it won't be long, where you're just buried and you can do only calls in the morning, appointments in the afternoon. Yeah. Then after 3, 4, 5 deals, there'll be some decision time. It'll be, hey, Walter, based on your business plan, you told me you want to scale this. Now let's talk about adding a executive assistant. Let's talk about adding what we call a seller specialist. Some people call it an acquisitionist, but that's how we've scaled our own team. And that's how we teach them to, if that matches their goals. Everybody's got a different ball game. Some people, God love them, love their job. And they come to us and go, hey, show me how to do like 5 or 6 of these a year, because these deals, all 3 paydays, which we've trademarked 3 paydays, these paydays are worth like 45 to 250 grand per deal. So it's not like you're going to go out and do 50 of these things, right?
Yeah. Okay. So explain to me these 3 paydays. How do they work?
Because of the way we cash out, you have payday 1 is the upfront down payment that the buyer brings, because they're not a tenant, glorified wannabe buyer. They're a buyer and they got money. They just can't get a loan yet. By the way, that's rampant right now because COVID, fortunately for us, has caused a lot of people like a 200% increase going into entrepreneurship. And because of that, they can't walk in a bank and get a loan. They need 2 years seasoning typically, you know, yep, time proved their income. So they come to us and they go, I had this money, I can't get a loan yet. So that, those are great buyers. They don't need credit or anything. So that's payday 1. Payday 2 is the difference between I'm paying the underlying debt, let's say in a sandwich lease, or I'm paying the seller in an owner financing deal, and the buyer's paying me X, and X has a spread from the, yep, from what I'm paying now. That range is like 300 to 1,000. Doesn't sound like a lot, but you know, we carry 50, 60 properties at a time. That adds up on a monthly, yep, basis net. And, yep, you put down 10 bucks. And then the cash out is really interesting, especially on the owner financing, because it's the markup that you asked about, but also all of the principal pay down, which is pretty cool. That's heavy, especially on a financing deal where we're paying principal only.
Yep, very cool. Now, do you find that the you had mentioned that you had you were unaware of some things that they did in New Jersey. Do you find that there is a big difference from state to state in terms of how these properties can be, or how you can conduct your business?
Yeah, nuances, right? Like how that came up is I'm close to Jersey. I'm around. We have like 4 or 5 students there. Yep. And we were doing a bunch of lease purchase, owner financing, sub twos. And then one attorney said, I'd like to have instead a contract, an installment contract. And I was calling it a contract for deed and a land contract. And they thought I was from outer space. And I forget the wording of it now, but it's totally called something different in Jersey, but it's the same instrument. Yep. So what's cool is the Wicked Smart community, what we call it, is like 140 or so of these associates, we call them, around the country. And what's really neat is on a daily basis, you get updates in the market, you get the ups and downs, the market trends, you get attorney, you know, it's really neat. So it's like speed learning for the whole community. No better place to hang out, you know?
Yeah. And where do they hang out? Is this like in a Facebook group, or how do you guys set that up? Oh, in Slack. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So they have Slack, and then they have once a week free call. We actually do one publicly too. We call it a Wicked Smart sit down where the public, they don't have to even be in our community. They can come watch what we're all about. Every week we do it. So yeah, it's pretty tight community.
Very good. Okay. So now what about, do you deal just in the United States, or do you have anybody north of the border at all? Or
it's funny. I just had a conversation last night with a buddy of mine from Canada. I've known him for 22 years and I'm trying to bring him in the program, because we've got some Canadians in the program, but nobody that I would consider, hey, they're the leader. They're taking off with this and they'll be my backbone there. Cause you know, you open a new market, you need to be able to bop and weave a little bit. It takes, yep, an entrepreneur, not just someone that wants to do a few deals. Yep. So we're there by courses. We're not there with anybody killing it yet as an associate. UK is very friendly to terms. Australia, they do a lot of the same stuff we do, believe, yep, it or not. And so our, yep, course is there. We just haven't put any effort into it because it's so rampant right now in US and keeping us quite busy. We're getting there little by little.
Yep. Perfect. Okay. And so how does somebody get involved? Like they like what they're hearing from us and they like what you have to say. What's the next step for somebody to get involved in this program?
There's a couple of things, Walter, and thank you. So I would tell them, if they listen, go free. Free meaning, I'll give you a link in a second. They can all get our best-selling books, and it won't be put a credit card in. We want to charge you $6 of shipping. It'll be free. Like, you won't pay anything. You'll get the hard copy books just for being listening to Walter and I. Also free is YouTube. You mentioned at the beginning of the show. They can go on to YouTube, Walter, and they can see about 150 deal structure videos. And we show it all, like the challenges, the good, the wins, the bad. We don't show all the fluff. We give it to just how it happened. So they can watch those and they can say, okay, I can see how we can help so many people doing this or not. They can say, this isn't for me. I'd be shocked because the 3 paydays are pretty cool. But if they don't like it, at least they know for free, right? Yep. And then we have a master's class. If they don't mind listening to me for almost an hour, it's free. And it goes through kind of what you and I talked about, but structurally brings them from here's how you generate sellers. Here's how you talk to them. Here's how we sell them, a little bit more detailed. And I'll give you the link. It's just smartrealestatecoach.com/master's class. That's it. And then go visit that. The book link is simple. It's wickedsmartbooks.com. And your private link is TREAMS, Treams.
Okay. Oh, terrific. Excellent. Very good. Well, that's great. Now, was there anything else you wanted to add or any question that I didn't ask you that I should have?
I would just say, because it's on everybody's mind right now, the timing is now. Like it's the old Chinese proverb, the best time to plant a tree was yesterday, and the next best is today, because people are watching the media and it's polluting them because they think tomorrow the sky's falling. Good. Let it fall, because these markets, I've been at this 3 decades. These markets aren't changing. They're going to keep changing. They're not going to stop changing. So what's the best route for you? You can't time it. So stop that. What you can do is you can get super good. I call it kind of the master transaction engineer. You can get super good at how to stay in it and structure deals. And we'll show you how to do that. That's how this was built after the crash, to do exactly that. So don't let the media throw you off. Now is the time.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I know there's a lot of people talking about, you know, we've got, you know, a real fever going on in the market. And people are concerned that the timing might be off. Is it too hot? Am I too late?
Of course.
Yeah.
This is funny. So in March of 20, as you can imagine, people started whining in our community, even not just outside. Oh, we can't buy now. Our takings, we call them takings. Our properties under contract went through the roof because people needed help. Okay. March of 21 comes. Oh, the market's too hot. March of 22 comes. Oh, the market might fall. Stop listening to me. Just go talk to sellers. There's plenty of deals in your marketplace.
Awesome. Very good. Chris, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good hanging out. Awesome conversation. We could probably go for a couple hours. You're awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. You have a great time.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You've reached the end of another episode of The Real Estate and Mortgage Show. Connect with us at therealestateandmortgageshow.com. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter to get instant access to our new updates. See you at the next episode.